The Beer That Made Milwaukee Famous, sung by Dan W. Quinn. When Roger McNally retired from the force, he opened up a fine saloon. His daughter Nellie was the head cashier. The waiter was a big black coon. He invited Art of the City Sports and all from the city hall. The mayor, he was there. The judge was in the chair and some aldermen from St. Paul. For the big Dutch band, the finest in the land, played till 5 o'clock. Marianne Breen, she kicked the tambourine, she woke the entire block. Marty McGee threw away the key that belonged to Murphy's trunk. And the beer that made Milwaukee famous made our New York drunk. Ha ha! For the big Dutch band, the finest in the land, played till 5 o'clock. Marianne Breen, she kicked the tambourine, she woke the entire block. Marty McGee threw away the key that belonged to Murphy's trunk. And the beer that made Milwaukee famous made our New York drunk. When Michael McCluskey got up to make a speech, somebody yelled, "Sit down!" Gil Hooley, the plumber, says, "Mac, you're it." You could hear him way downtown. They started to playing Kilkenny for me, Killarney's Lakes and Hill. They turned out the light, had half a dozen fights, as you know, the Irish will. But the big Dutch band, the finest in the land, played till 5 o'clock. Marianne Breen, she kicked the tambourine, she woke the entire block. Marty McGee threw away the key that belonged to Murphy's trunk. And the beer that made Milwaukee famous made our New York drunk. Ha ha! For the big Dutch band, the finest in the land, played till 5 o'clock. Yara Marianne Breen, she kicked the tambourine, she woke the entire block. Marty McGee threw away the key that belonged to Murphy's trunk. And the beer that made Milwaukee famous made our New York drunk.